5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Frothy time.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Bill was in a mood today.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yes, it is Frothy Friday, if you don't mind. And footy is back. We'll talk about Carlton St Kilda very shortly with this man right here, Lee Montagna. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Bill. Good evening. Yes, it is Frothy's Friday. It's nice to have some footy back, and it felt like winter today in Melbourne. It felt like it was the middle of June, but it's nice to get through the week. It's been a fun week with you, Billy. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
And a fun week with you, Lee. I've enjoyed your little fat wombat over there.
And this man...
And this man, it makes us all laugh with hitting the wrong buttons and everything else. So, hello, Rabsy.
Mickey Roberts with a halftime update.
Yeah, just got a bit of a wink from James Frawley just down in front of me. He's in the back stalls with the tractor on.
Oh, he had a tractor on. How is James Frawley, by the way?
He's got a strong back if he's carrying a John Deere around.
He tried to a tractor. But footy's back. Carlton St Kilda is a shootout at Marvel. Wasn't it, Joey?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Mickey Roberts was a bit rusty, but that's all right. It's why we get the pre-season games out of the way. But it was a shootout, absolutely. Last night, there was 34 goals kicked in the game. St Kilda ended up winning by 26 points. They looked really sharp, the Saints. They moved the ball really quickly under the roof there at Marvel. Jack Loney was the star with 4 goals. Max King and Tim Membry got in on the act. I loved Jack Higgins. He's going to fit in beautifully in that side. And Brad Hill was just running rings around them. He dominated as well. So the Saints looked sharp. Carlton did pretty well. Some of their recruits looked good. Zach Williams and Saad in particular. But they've still got some issues defensively, and this is why you play these pracky games. I'm sure David Teague and the coaching staff will have a good look at how the Blues defended, because that was an issue for them last year, Bill, and they just need to tighten that up. But, both sides will walk away with plenty of positives offensively, but just need to tighten up defensively.
Fair enough. I tell you what was interesting to me. The game went for 130 minutes.
It was long.
A long, long. Last year, the games, I think they averaged about 100 minutes, which was up to three-quarter time last night. So that's going to be interesting with players, isn't it? Either getting injured or just blowing up.
And it's going to be interesting with the fans as well. I'm just wondering whether the AFL have missed a trick to keep the games a bit shorter. I mean, the attention spans of everyone are getting shorter. A lot of other sports around the world are trying to shorten their game time. And we went back to the 20 minutes. I know a lot of traditionalists like it, but... just wondering whether we'll have to keep an eye on the audiences and the crowds. But certainly it was a long game last night. We weren't used to it. But also, as I said, Bill, the amount of goals kicked probably made the game go longer than it usually would.
Exactly right. Any injuries to take out of the game?
Chip Frawley was the big one. Yeah, trying to make his debut for the Saints in round one. He looks like he's tweaked a hammy, so he's almost certainly going to miss round one, which was a shame for him. There were a lot of other little niggles. I think everyone will be okay. There were some ankle injuries, particularly Harry Mackay, who was coming into the game with a rolled ankle. He sort of got subbed out. They rested a few players, but hopefully all in all, full clean bill of health for round one, except for Chip Frawley.
Yes, indeed. And we go again tonight, Collingwood and Richmond. What a game that'll be at Marvel.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. Obviously, the reigning premiers, the Tigers, the Pies. It'll be interesting to see how they go. Jordan DeGoey's been named to play, so that's going to be great for the Pies. And Ollie Henry, who's created some excitement around the traps at Collingwood for his forward craft. So if the Pies can kick a score this year, then they should be looking to play finals, but that's going to be the big question mark.
A bit unfair that Collingwood has to travel for a pre-season game as well.
I know. Yeah, I know, unusual for them.
Collingwood.
Yeah, having to play at Marvel.
I love... See, Richmond have named a full forward, D. Martin. So good luck there, Dusty. He probably kicked 6. Just play him there. If you played him there the whole game, imagine that if you had to go at one end, just a full forward and Dusty, they'd probably kick 5 or 6, wouldn't they?
I think they would, and that's what we'd love to see, and that's what we're hoping for. So that should be another beauty. And, yeah, there's good games all across the weekend. So every game on Triple M as well, Bill, so looking forward to it.
Oh, yes, indeed. And Melbourne have announced that Max Gawn has signed on for another 4 years, Maxie boy. That's a long, long contract. Well done to him. And I suppose we should talk to Bernie about that. We've got Bernie coming up. Bernie Vince, of course, coming up. We'll talk about that. But that's good news for Maxie and the D's.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, as I said, big year for Melbourne. Big year for them. Their leadership in particular. Maxie Gawn, the captain, he's got to get his side back into the finals. No excuses for the D's. They're good enough. They just need to put it on the board.
Now, we both like a little bet, only and we bet responsibly, of course, Joey. And what happened to your horse last night, by the way?
Oh, on debut, got scratched in the barrier, Bill. It was it was gonna win, and it got spooked in the barrier. Another horse reared up, and then my horse got a first game nerves, actually. It just sort of got a bit spooked and they had to scratch it. So that was disappointing. One of the owners, I feel sorry for Tiffany Cherry, one of ours. She, one of the owners as well. She drove all the way to Pakenham to go and watch the horse and, had to come back. And the horse
that's
got
in
scratched.
Tynong as well. It's past Pakenham, the race course.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a long way. Yeah. So unfortunately, some of the owners drove out there last night and they were a bit disappointed.
We've got Flemington tomorrow, headquarters, of course. A couple of big races. The Newmarket, huge race, and the Australian Cup. Two big group ones. Do you like anything in those races, Joey?
I'm all over September run, Bill, in the Newmarket. I can't see that getting beaten. The favourite. Yeah, well, you can only tip the winner, and I think September run will win. What do you like?
Serious Suspect, number 15, at about $13. Jamie Carr on board. Have a look at that. And what about in the Australian Cup, Joseph?
Yeah, the Australian Cup, I like it. I've got like Harlem as a big each way bet. One of my mates is a part owner. He's won two Australian Cups, Harlem, and going just as well as previous years. So Harlem will be the one. But you know what? If you do want to get good tips, don't worry about ours. On Dead Set Legends, Bill, on Saturday mornings, Emma Friedman has been killing it with her tips. She's made a profit every single week for us so far in the first 4 weeks of the year. She tipped Cherry Tortoni each way last week at about $12. It got pipped. She tipped a $14 winner the week before. So if you want to get the real tips, listen to Emma Friedman on Saturday morning.
Righto, look forward to that. Paradis for me in the Australian Cup. Right down the bottom, number 17. Hey, we've got a big show, Rabsy.
We do have a massive show, an idiot file, which we all enjoy. Probably the best segment going around on Australian and international radio. But before that, what's trending? But up next, you said it before, Bill, the man we all love called Bernard Vince is going to join us on the Rush Hour with Billy and Joey, Triple M. On the brand new listener app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with Joey and Billy.
He dobs to Taylor Walker as across the ground he sprints. Another happy customer getting top delivery from Bernie
Vince. That's as what a unique intro as I've heard, but I don't mind that. We do have Bernie Vince online, of course. Played 229 games with the Crows in Melbourne. Only one of six players to win a best and fairest at two clubs, mind you, and dominating Triple M in Adelaide on the Rush Hour and Dead Set Legends. And, of course, now a father of two recently had a little girl, Olivia, to join two-year-old Harvey. Welcome to the show, Bernie. How's fatherhood?
Yeah, good, boys. It is. It's a bit tougher with two, Joey, and as you would know, Bill, but you've always got to have someone, you've got to be designated to one of them. So I've just taken Harvey under my wing. He comes everywhere with me now, which gets a bit awkward when I'm still at the pub at night. But anyway, he's I tuck him in the pram. But Abby's been a superstar, really, with little Olivia, because she wakes up every few hours and broken sleep, mate. I thought I sort of knew what I was in for, but I don't really want to go through that. So I've just been sleeping in with Harvey. We've been having a great time in the spare room.
Hey, well done there. And Joey, you've got your second baby on the way too, haven't you,
mate? 8 weeks away, so I need some advice off Bernie.
Well, Bernie just gave you good advice there. And welcome to the number one Rush Hour too, by the way, Bernie. But what's going on over there? One, I want to know what you're doing in Adelaide living back there. But tell you what, with the boy, with your good mates Rory Sloan and Tex, you two have got babies all about the same age, and you'll be going to kinder together. You'll go to schoolies together. Jeez, you'll have some fun.
Schoolies together.
Jeez, you've got a bit of time before we do that. But what I am worried about, Bill, is that they've both had two sons. So I'm the only one with a daughter. And soon as I don't even reckon I've told anyone yet before Tex had sent a text through saying, oh, beautiful, she's going to be perfect for Hugo. that's his lad. I said, hang on a second. But, nah, it is funny. They're very, very close, both kids, so I don't know. We must have got together one night and thought, well, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Bernie, of course, you are the co-host of the Adelaide Rush Hour, and I must admit, you and Andrew Jarman are hilarious. Yeah. I love Jarzy. Yeah. He's very good, and I thought Greg Blewett was meant to be joining you guys this year. Is he on it? Because I hardly hear him speak. Does Greg Blewett pipe up? Because you two are terrific. I'm not sure about Blewett.
That's a very, very good question. I get asked the same thing a lot. And they say, well, is Bluey just part-time? We don't hear him much. But you know what? Generally, I pump our show up and talk the boys up. And he was on your show last week and just went hell for leather and potted all of us and just had a bit of a cheap shot. So, I mean, me and Jars are the real entertainment and Bluey sort of just fits in. You know what? He's come from that. He just comes from that selfish sort of cricketer, you know.
Not a team player. Team.
They play in a team, but it's all about themselves, you know, and celebrating those hundreds and that. Not that he got many at test level, but.
You wouldn't believe it. I reckon we've got him. He's on the boundary right now for us.
Oh, is he?
Well, Brett Blewett on the boundary for Bob Jane Team Arts.
Clean belly, bill of health. clean bill of health for both teams down here, guys.
Hey, if I know something, Bill, you just play between. Well, you play in the V, don't you? You just go to things you know how to say. That was just one. I reckon he sort of planned that on the way to the game that day and thought, I'm going to throw this in. I'm going to look smart. And then when the lights come on, all of a sudden, just hit himself, didn't he? But we have a bit of fun with that one.
And I'm
not sure why he does go on the boundary because he's never really played too many games. He was a sort of a scared outside wingman from all reports.
Hey, mate, also, now we don't hear much about the Crows and Port over here. Now, don't go on too long, but how are both clubs travelling?
Yeah, well, at opposite ends of the ladder, and they played each other on the weekend in a bit of a practice game, an unofficial practice game, and Port sort of flogged them. And they play again this Sunday, and they're poles apart, to be honest. There's a couple of young kids I don't mind the look of at Adelaide. There's a guy called Luke Pedler and Sam Berry that are going to come in and play really well. And obviously, Phil Thorpe, Ben, number two pick, kicked four goals, I think, last weekend. So he'll be in round one selection for Port Adelaide. I just think they get... Having Alir come in and Fantasia, I just think it sort of completes them. And Fantasia had a little patch there in the trial game last weekend where he kicked two goals and he's just looked really energetic through that half forward line. So pretty exciting year, I reckon, for Port Adelaide. I've got him in my. I know it's a long way away, but so schoolies, Bill, you mentioned before. But grand final, I've got them playing in the grand final this year, Port Adelaide. I think they'll be very, very disappointed if they don't after being only a goal off last year. So. And they've come out and publicly stated that. So I love when clubs come out and say, we're playing in the grand final this year, made a big statement, and they're accountable to it.
Yeah, they're my premiership tip at this stage, Bernie. I think that they tick all the boxes, the power, and they should be playing in a grand final. What about, just quickly, your other mob, Melbourne? Is this the year that they can bounce back and play finals? Because I'm pretty bullish on them as well. What's the word coming out of the D's camp?
Well, I keep saying that every year. So we have this conversation. No, they'll be right. They'll bounce back this year. They'll bounce back this year, and they keep letting us down. So I really hope so. It's not good with, you know, the new recruit Ben Brown going down, and he's going to miss a fair bit of footy, and Sam Wiedemann going down as well, because the problem has been that key forward role. And getting Ben Brown in, we thought was going to fix that, and they're both going to be out for a bit of time. So... Tom McDonald really needs to stand up, doesn't he?
Yep.
It's time for him. He's on a long-term contract on big money, signed when he had that really good year, kicked over 50 goals, I think. So he just really needs to stand up. So, and the smalls around him, Jake Melchum and these sort of guys need to kick goals as well. Probably some goals from the midfield too. But good to see Max Gawn re-signed again yesterday for another 4 years. So been a superstar of the club.
He has indeed. Hey, Bernie, great hearing your voice, mate. All the best over there in Adelaide. And thanks for coming on the number one Rush Hour.
You actually got that out. I actually understood you then, Bill. Well done.
How good was Bernie? Jeez, we love Bernie, don't we?
Good man.
I miss him.
We miss him too. He's going to fly back to do footy. He's staying in Adelaide, I think, for a little bit.
Is he?
Yeah.
Out on the farm?
No. I think in Adelaide, which is what I said. Anyway, time for this.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
Take your age and add 5 to it. That will be your age in 5 years. Work that one out.
Oh, Bill, you've gone an all-time low. You have gone to an all-time low for that one.
A true fact.
It's a true fact.
Yeah. That's, where'd you get that from?
Just found it. I've been working on that for a while. That's a 3-weeker, that one.
Wow.
Took me 3 weeks.
There's plenty happening around Australia and the world unusual. We're going to find out what they are next on the Rush Hour. Anzac Day medalist Lee Montagna and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. An idiot file is not too far away. Make sure you stick around and listen to that. Jeez. But before we do that, boys, what do you got under this?
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
Oh, yes, indeed. And this will trend because they've named the new Bachelor. And prepare to take off, Joey, former model turned pilot, Jimmy Nicholson. He's only 31, has been announced as a new Bachelor, my friend. He's ready to open up his heart and meet someone. He was a pilot and he's been stood down, so he actually hasn't got a job. Come on, Jim. But a good-looking man, 31, and he knows how to get the ladies because on his Insta, he's got pictures of him holding babies, which ladies love that, don't they? And him holding beautiful dogs and puppies.
Do you reckon that your contract with Nine's still what's holding you back from being the Bachelor?
Well, I'm not a pilot.
There's a lot of you did post pictures on your Instagram of your dog or a dog you were babysitting.
Yeah, Milky. Milky.
Clever. See, you know how to play it. You're putting little photos up on Instagram of a puppy dog.
I think there's a few other things holding me back, to be honest. But good luck to Jimmy. It's all right. Do you like The Bachelor? Do you watch The Bachelor?
I watch it. I watch it with Aaron. Yeah, it's something to watch together.
Oh,
it's
dear. Nice. Yeah, when you watch maps.
Yeah.
And they list people or they ask things you've never told anyone.
Yeah.
Do you two sit there and do that?
Sometimes. It always gets a bit awkward. Ooh, yeah, when they try and relate some of the things they do to your own marriage. Very good. The Bachelor. Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
Well,
Jimmy.
Good luck, Jimmy.
Good looking unit.
What do you got?
You'd expect. Hey, this one caught my eye, Bill, and interesting to get your thoughts. But Jamie Oliver, who we actually do love watching. Yes. Aaron's a big fan of Jamie Oliver.
Ooh.
On his show the other night, Keep Cooking Family Favourites, he was doing a speedy sausage pizza. Sounds pretty good.
Oh, you know? I like it.
The problem was he added grapes to his pizza.
Grapes?
Grapes. Didn't that send some people off watching at home? They couldn't believe it. They thought it was disgusting and shocking. But he was trying to say that if you add some rosemary with some fruit, it's a match made in heaven. Mm. And he just reckons it made the sausage pizza taste delicious.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking about toppings on pizzas.
Yep.
What we like and what we don't like. What are you not a fan of? Is there anything on a topping that you don't really like on your pizza?
I like pineapple.
See, I'm not a pineapple man.
See, I love pineapple on pizza, yeah.
See, people might say I'm an Australian, Rabsy, because I don't like pineapple, but that's because I like the salami and the olives.
Of course
and
you would, all that stuff.
All the look. What about anchovies? You an anchovy man?
Oh, nah.
Nice, Rabsy. Nice. No, I can't have anchovies.
I don't like the smell.
No, well, there was a survey done over in Wisconsin. And the worst thing.
Not Ohio?
Ohio. The worst thing you can have on a pizza is anchovies.
Yes.
Number one worst thing.
I think that would be most common survey.
So you like a bit of sausage?
I like a bit of sausage.
On
I do.
Pizza,
and
the
salami and all that sort of stuff. All the Italian favourites for me. But are you a Hawaiian man?
I'm just Hawaiian. I just like chicken, barbecue sauce, and pineapple.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. Very good. Rabsy, how about you?
I like ham, cheese, and pineapple.
Simple
a
man.
A bit of a capricciosa as well.
Simple man.
What do you get across the road here, old knackers here?
Yeah, Patoni.
Ham cheese.
Ham cheese, yeah.
Straight down the line. Yeah. This is Bill last year trying to say Ohio, by the way.
Impossible. It's like when I went to Ho-Ho.
Oh!
If I say it quick, I.
Oh, dear.
Already been a massive show, Joey, but it's about to get even better because Maddie in the booth has put together an idiot file from the last couple of weeks of Bill, which you weren't on. So a lot of this is going to be very fresh for you. So just sit back and relax and have a listen to the great man do some of his worst work.
I like that. I was ordinary week one, but I've improved week two. And next week with Daisy, I will be
be smoking.
Well, you're doing a creme le mont.
What?
Creme de la creme, maybe? Or
creme de la creme.
Le mont.
I feel good.
Hello and welcome. It's a new day, it's a new week, and we have a new host. The only player to kick 100 games for Carlton and the Collingwood Football Club. To play 100 games for the Carlton Football Club. You could brag about you hitting the six into Queen's Road.
Oh, we've done that this week.
Or getting on the cycles in your Lycra and driving down.
We haven't touched that
cycles.
Yet. Yeah, getting in your cycles.
Hey, mate, I'll tell you what. You've got great supporters. You always have. They stuck thick and thin or fat and whatever it is, but they have stuck with you, including the Giants and the big Brandon Preuss, the big ruckman who was going to play a lot of footy this year.
Braden.
Who's Brandon?
No, my brother.
Braden, sorry. I was watching the India game, and, mate, Virat Kohli is the best batsman in the world. He got clean bowled and didn't walk. It was unbelievable. He thought, no one can clean bowl me. He got clean bowled for a duck, by the way. But he said, no one can clean bowl me for a duck, and he didn't walk. It was unbelievable.
No, well, and rightfully so, if you get clean bowled.
Very popular. It's very, very popular. And I was watching the Today Show this morning with Carl.
Carl.
And what about the semi-final tonight? Medvedev taking on Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas.
Yeah. Well, it depends where you went to school, Groffy, don't worry. Regular. What the hell did Billy just say now? Regular. Great to be with you all.
That's when they realised that parents could hear them.
Yes, so the parents could hear them. It wasn't private. And guess what? They had to resign or resign. They didn't resign, they resigned. A mutant shark with a human face has been found by fishermen in the Indian Ocean.
A mutant shark.
A mutant shark.
Like Sharknado.
So this bloke, old Abdul, he was out fishing out there. He's an Indonesian fisher. And he was out there fishing because they're right on the coast.
Right on the coast, along the cliff.
Jeez.
Which is probably not, I don't know if that's a great spot to build a cemetery. But, well, it was built 100 years ago. They might not have had
stiff, the sea was probably still there 100 years ago.
Well, you're right. Yeah, I don't think
cliff,
it's changed too much.
The cliff was there. Even the cliff. Why did the monkey paint? And I reckon we got Mitchy there from the Gold Coast. Mitch.
Ben's, Joey, how are you?
Good, Mitch. What have you seen that's Aussie and very unusual?
Did you come well there?
The Bathurst 500.
Yeah, so it's a sprint race this time, not an endurance.
Well, it's half, obviously, because it's 1,000.
Minus 500 is.
Yeah. And our mate, old Knackers, he's driving the Ford now.
Davey Reynolds.
Right. Hey, the power call. Hang on, we'll do it again. Hey, the Power Core Country Festival. Oh. And guess what they pinched the thieves? They pinched his Hall of Fame ring.
Oh,
and
no.
He was devastated. And I was lucky enough to catch up with Rabsy because, Channel 9 and we got on, get on really well.
Yep.
And I said to him, well, we're having a bit of a chat, and I said, no, I don't know. I tell you what, he said, I went looking for the thieves.
And away now.
It wasn't as good as we planned. shit. Don't have to have the stuff that we stuff up in the background. How did it go to air? It actually sounded all right going to air, didn't it? Raps?
Don't say we stuffed up. You stuffed up.
You know who
We've
should...
We've gone up half cock.
We are. You know who should sponsor us? NQR. Because Ferdicum...
Don't say us. They should sponsor you.
Yeah.
No, you.
Because we are team not quite right.
We distance ourselves from you when these idiot files come on.
Oh, we also
smarten up, Joe.
We distance ourselves from his jokes too, so he's got one to wrap up the week next on the Rush Hour. On the brand new Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Lee Montagna and Billy Brownless, who we must say, Bill, has been sensational this week, our man Joey.
I like working with Joey because he's very informed. He knows his footy, knows his racing, knows his cricket, and he's a good man. So thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, next week we've got Daisy before the return of Jim on Monday week. No. But Daisy's back, your boy, for a shortened week. And next week also, Bill, is your biggest quiz ever. And it's sponsored by Amazon. Make your mark. We're going to give away $2,000 to spend at amazon.com.au, but it won't be your normal one versus one format like your usual midweek rub quiz, or midweek quiz, I should say. It'll be every listener for themselves. If you want to be a part of the quiz, head to triplem.com.au and register your details and tell us why you want to be involved. We're going to announce some winners on Tuesday with our first show of the week, Bill. That Amazon Make Your Mark documentary is unrivaled AFL access, by the way. Untold stories. And you can watch it on Amazon Prime Video from March 12. It looks unreal, Joey.
Yeah, it does. I'm really looking forward to watching that one. And just remember, too, of course, straight after this tonight, the footy, 7 p.m, Triple M, of course, Richmond v Collingwood. As good a preseason game as you'll get, really. And what about the call team, Billy? Our favourite Barry Denner, the people's champ. He's calling with the Golden Tonsils, Tim Solly, Daisy Thomas will be back, Sarah Olley on the boundary, and of course, Ash Stewart doing all the stats. So make sure you tune in for that one. It'll be a beauty.
But before we do that, Bill, let's wrap up another massive week on the Rush Hour with a really, 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 really funny joke.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Flicking through, trying to find one. I don't know if I've told this one before, Joey, but just go with it and don't jump in, okay?
Righto.
Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
Why, Bill?
Because they're dead. Joey?
No, dead. Bill.
What do you call a lady with one leg? Eileen.
Yeah.
Come on. You know the first one sucked when immediately you just start reading your second one.
And then the second one was worse than the first.
I get stuffed. Look forward to Daisy.
That into your long weekend.
Yeah. How good is that? That'll get you through.
You sure?
Yes, I am sure. I've gone off half cock.
We've gone off half cock.
You absolute dickhead. Woo!